No way.
So, as I was just talking to Ari Sova, then maybe women should dafka be the ones. We can't apply to this shayla. Okay, so the truth is, we're going to talk about a few related sugyas. That was just one title. There are a few things we're going to talk about. First of all, starting out your Shabbos with Kiddush. How dachuf is that? How fast do you have to get there? We're going to talk about the who has to make Kiddush. What level does he have to be chayav on? And then hopefully we're going to get a little bit into the nuts and bolts of the sugya we kind of gloss over, which is the sugya of women and arvos, as borne out in the sugya of being motzi your family after you've already davened ma'ariv. Okay, so let's just point out that the idea of Kiddush, Zachas Yom HaShavas HaKadshoi, so Chazal Dash and Zechrei Al HaYayin, the Machlok is Vishanim, whether that itself might even be the Araisa, the consent, the Roi Vishanim hold that the actual Kiddush, the Araisa of Zachar, does not need a Kais, but it would seem the Chazal wanted to enhance the minute, the mitzvah of Zachas Yom HaShavas HaKadshoi by Zechrei Al HaYayin, like you have many other Kaisas, like Kais Shal Bracha, Berichas HaMazon, etc. So, the Svarim HaKadoshim point out that the fact that Shabbos kicks off with saying it with your mouth, as the Medrash Darshins, that Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoi, when it says Shamar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoi, which is the version in Vashanon, so Yochel, that it's enough that he just remembers in his mind that it's Shabbos. So, Tamad Loimer, Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoi, Zuchir B'Peh. And the Svarim pointed out that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested on Shabbos, Ki Voi Shabbos Mikol Malachta, Shabbar Lakim Lasses, well, how did Hashem create the world? V'Dvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu, V'Asar Mamoris Nivra Ha'olam. So the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu engaged in his Malacha during the Sheitz Simei Masa was Kaviyachol through Dibur, and that is why we bring in the Shabbos with Dibur, because now the Dibur is at rest. We're no longer using Dibur for Dibur Shachal. And this is only one of the two ways. We know that the Gemara tells us that the Dibur Shal Adam should not be B'Shabbos like it is B'Chol. And Rashi explains, because V'davar Dovar, you're now allowed to talk about business. And Tosfos Shabbat says, no, it's not just that you can't talk about a business deal. It's also that the amount of Dibur and the type of Dibur that you speak about on Shabbos, he brings different. A Yerushalmi with a Shem Bayachai. He had an old mother who would talk a lot, and he would remind her, Mom, today's Shabbos, and then she would be quiet. That's what it says over there. Anyway, so you probably condemn that Gemara from many different angles, but sexism, ageism, but whatever it is. The bottom line is that Shem Bayachai's mother would, she probably would say Dibur to her, I don't know what, but he would tell her it's Shabbos, and then she would be quiet. Okay, so now, so you see that we're Mekadosh Shabbos with the Dibur, both through the actual bringing in the Shabbos with Kiddush, Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoi B'Peh, and also how we use our mouth over the course of Shabbos. Oh. And this reflects the Ki Voi Shabbos Kel Mikol Malachta from the Dvar Hashem, that even Hashem himself refrained from Diburim of Vriya once Shabbos. So says the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Kaf, Noshim Chayovas v'Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah. Okay, Midoraisa. So the Gemara says, "Am I Mitzvah Sishas Man Gromo? V'Chol Mitzvah Sishas Man Gromo? Noshim Turis." Amar Abaye, you're right, Midrabanan. Now it's amazing. This is Abaye, meaning that Machlokes Rav and Abaye. We're going to see Abaye thought that women are chayav only Midrabanan. So that would change things a little bit, right? But that's not the Maskanas of Gemara, because what happens? Al Amar Rava, Amar Kra, Zachar Vishamar, that even though they are different psukim, but since we have a misura that they are said Dibur Echa, it's a kasha Yeshna Bishmira, Yeshna Bishira, Vahani Nashi Hel Vishnu Bishmira, Ishnu Bishira. Now the next part of the Gemara is going to be very relevant, and we know this Gemara this is one of the most famous Latin shas, I would say. So let's just learn the next part of the Gemara, which talks about Birkas HaMazon. Amar Rabbeinu the Rava, Nashim Birkas HaMazon, the Raisa the Rabbanon. Notice that there's a presumption that they're chayav. The question is the rest of the Rabbanan. L'may nafkimina. L'apukir rabbi midei chavasan. Could they be mighty people listen to a woman benching, and then they say, Amen. and they're yoytze, or even not saying amen. I amet or raisa, or see the raisa, mapik the raisa. If you say a woman's chayav the raisa, so she could be moitzi anyone else's chayav the raisa. Yamet rabbanon, havi she ain't a mechuyev bedavar. On a raisa level, then woman would not be considered mechuyev. Mechol she ain't mechuyev bedavar. Ain't a moitzi as rami dechavasan. Maisa, what's pack of the halacha in this case? What a woman chayav in benching the raisa the rabbanon? Tashma be emes amru. Ben mevarach la'aviv ve'eved mevarach la'rabbi. It's possible for Ben, a son to mevarach his father, and Eved Kanani to be mevarach for his master's adam ve'isha mevarach la'bala. Aval amru chachamim tavay me'eru la'adam she'ishlay mevarach mevarach la'a person who is unequipped to make brachas himself and needs people who are generally speaking less educated to come and be mitzi him. So Chazal cursed him, and we wrote down the pshat of the Vilna Goyim. It's not mamish a curse. It's talking about Bersa Mazan, and Me'ira means that you're never satisfied. And so the man's not satisfied, so he's only Chayav the Rabbanon, and that's why it's Chazar blessing him that he shouldn't be full, Kdei Sviya, so that his son Kataka be right to him, even though he's only Chayav the Rabbanon. So, but, let's go with the Pashup Shad over here. The Gemara's not happy with this. See, yeah, I'm a Bershlom of the Rice. I don't, just, by the way, the same thing for Kiddush. Right? All things being equal. Put all the side halach discussions aside. Who's supposed to make Kiddush? The man. Where is it? Right over here. Tava me'era l'misha ishtay mevarech alav. So even though, technically speaking, we came out that the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah says that within the family circle, a woman can be mighty a man, but there's a Gemara right here that does not like it at all. Not because Ashanda, that a woman is being mighty a man. It's that the man is presumed to be literate in Kiddush, and if that's the case, then he shouldn't leave his post. We don't just bounce it around. Right, so I think this Gemara is instructive in that way. Iyam b'shlamet the raisa. 1 second. Asi the raisa, mapik the raisa. Iyam the rabbanon, asi the rabbanon, mapik the raisa. The Gemara says back, lo taimech kata bar chiyuvu. Ela, achem ayaskinu kigon she'ochal, she'uru the rabbanon, the asi the rabbanon, mapik the rabbanon. Right, the Gemara makes the famous mathematical equation that if you have a katan who's chayav only on the rabbanon level, and he wants to be mitzi his father, who is chayav only the rabbanon because he only ate a kazayis and not a kadeh sviya, so then that's able to take place. Lamaisa, the din of woman being chayav in kiddush is a psak. The din of woman, as far as Birkas HaMazon is concerned, is a suffix, same letters, right? The suffix, right? The lishta, we don't know what the answer is. So lamaisa, this is how it's brought down in the poskim. We don't know. It's a suffix. Okay, so.
But it's a suffix rabbanon or a suffix rice?
The rice. I'm saying a woman's for sure chayav at least on the rabbanon level, at the very least. Okay. And the question is you chayav the rice? So do not be yotze with a woman for Birkas HaMazon.
And for Kiddush?
I'm sorry?
And for Kiddush?
She's chayav. You could be yotze.
Because of Zachar Hashem.
Yes, okay. Correct.
The mitzvah, the entry is not grama, so what's the shayla?
Because Bris and she has Aretz, she doesn't have a chilek in the Aretz, and she right, so Aretz is Hilah Shanosamah. So if a woman don't have a chilek in Aretz, then Nacha. Okay.
Is he the Milsa by benching too?
Is it Zilan Milsa by benching? And what's the.
If you're Yotze for a woman, a woman being Yotze man.
Be mostly a man. Technically, for benching is a problem anyway. You're saying if he had a kazayis and she had a kadeh sviya,
yeah.
So that it goes back to this again. I think it goes back to the Gemara over here. It's only extenuating circumstances that would permit. Rabbi Yaakov Edelstein was one of the great rabbanim, and he had a stroke. He passed away a few years ago. The Rav of Ramat HaSharon, I think, and he had a stroke. He couldn't talk. So they came to him, and they wanted to do some therapy with him to get him to be able to regain the power of speech. So they asked, what words do you want to learn how to say? Give us two words you want to learn how to say. And the two words that he said, in this order, if I'm not mistaken, Toda and Amen. Those are the two most necessary words in his life. Toda and Amen. But I think he felt that since you could, I'm just cheshbening, since you could be yotze shemei ka'ina without saying amen, right? Even Kriyashma, we saw the Shagasari says you could be yotze And he probably had family saying Kriya Shema, and he was yotzei that way. So Amein is less important than Todah, that the nurse comes to bring you something, to say Todah. Hashem knows you're listening to the bracha and you want to be yotzei, but what about the nurse? So she came first. So, so Lamaisa, here's our favorite halacha, Shulchan Aruch Chaim, Hilchas Shabbos, Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. Oh, what gets better than this? Sif Aleph, because you have a lebesa, you maher lechom ya.
Question.
Okay. And we're going to see soon the Magen Avraham has two different takes on what the halacha b'chlal means. Let's see Sif Beis. Noshim Chayavais, Mekiddish, Afa Pi Shehu Mitzvah Seish Hazman Grahama. Mishum the iskis zachar lishamar v'hani nashi hayol v'isnu b'shmira ishnu b'schira u'moitziyos es ha'anashim. They technically speaking have the capacity to be moitzi men hayol v'chayaves min ha'tayra k'maisam. They have an equivalent chiyav. Okay, now says the Magen Avraham lechol miyad haynu. What does that mean? Lekadesh kadesh yizkor Shabbos b'knisasay. The Magen Avraham is very religious over here. What's the rush? No. It's just that you have to be yotze mitzvahs kiddush right away. You don't want to delay mitzvahs kiddush, right? The London Broil could wait. The gefilte fish could wait. But it's just the kiddush can't wait because you have a mitzvah of yimikadosh Shabbos. It's an emergency.
So where did the minhag of Shalom Aleichem and Eishes Chayil jump in? That all of a sudden
you're saying it's a stira to me. Yeah. So we already spoke about this. The Chavetz Chaim would skip it, but that was for other reasons because
guests were hungry.
Yeah, malachim don't eat.
Part of the process.
So now
or bringing in the
So now let's see. So then he says, you'll see every word that Rabbi Shmuel Leib Diskin was known as saying that in the Magen Avraham, you can't read three words in the Magen Avraham without encountering a chiddush. Which is amazing. I don't know how he... But he obviously meant that there's a very, very... Magen Avraham is very laden. So let's look at an example. So he says, Hainu lekadesh kadesh yizkor Shabbos v'kni sasa. And then he has, V'ayin simin reish ayin gimel, sif gimel. So I took the liberty of inserting the simin reish ayin gimel, sif gimel. And let's see what the Magen Avraham meant to indicate by that. Okay, so you see where we are? The Magen Avraham in the brackets. Simin reish ayin gimel, sif gimel. Im kidesh v'loy sa'ad. If a person makes kiddush and didn't have a suda, after he did kiddush layotza, not only hasn't he been fulfilled his mitzvah of suda, but since it's a chiyuv of kiddush v'malkam suda, it's also a didn't kiddush, and therefore you're not yotze kiddush.
Is that bracha of atala?
Is it a bracha of atala? Yes.
So if I'm making kiddush for no
reason, yes, v'tzarech lechol, hagav v'tzarech lechol b'malkam kiddush la'alter. You have to eat in the place that you make kiddush right away. Or at least you have to have in mind that way. He says, amazing. If I have in mind I'm not eating here, and then some crazy thing happens, and then I end up eating a little bit, at this point it's already mashma that you're not yoytze. It has to be that you kiddush and the suda go together. Then he says, nu. I wanted to eat here, but not right away. But then I decided I'm going to eat. So fine. Oh, so now, so what does the Magen Avraham want with this? So that ayin simon reish ayin gimel sif gimel is telling us that maybe there's another pshat. Not that you have to make kiddush right away, like I just said. Not that you have to have the suda right away. That's also not a problem. What he means is that once you made kiddush, then hurry up and eat, so it's b'makam suda, but nothing to do with Vilchas Kiddush. Okay? So that's l'chara what the Magen Avraham means when he says, Mar lechom yad, now that I make Kiddush, eat quickly. That has to be the schedule.
Why wouldn't it say in the Shulchan Aruch, Yekadesh
v'yemim? Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. 100%.
100%. I don't, it's, that's a good question.
So, the Magen Avraham is saying,
so the first pshat Hitaka says is, Lekadesh Kiddush Yizkor Shabbos b'knisasoy, that it should be right away. Oh. So now let's see how the Magen Avraham
continues. Take breaks between Kiddush and washing. Is there a separate right away? Eat, wash right away.
Yes. Now, how?
What's right away?
Yeah.
You got to crack the whip,
so,
Mike.
In the interest of Oinik Shabbos, so it's advisable not to make it such a pressurized situation after Kiddush, between Kiddush and washing. And advice from the experts, even though leading by example is always the best thing, so go wash right away. But whoever is burdened is bears the responsibility of getting the hamotzi off the ground, probably should wash last so he could bark out orders, you know? I mean, you could theoretically talk after you wash also, but if the Baal HaBayis washes and then everyone else is reading comics.
But if he washes,
for some of us, it's better to wash first.
Correct.
So that we're not tempted to say what we really want. Oh,
okay, very good.
I wasn't thinking that, but
okay,
pro tip.
But if you want to make it right away, then you take the lead. That's what I thought you were going.
Maybe that's one of the secrets of the Yekesh HaMinig, Minig Ashkenaz,
right,
to wash before.
Well, that's
then everyone's kind of stuck. So we're holding here in the middle of the page. This is all the Magen Ron. I just broke it up into paragraphs. Because of the Tikkun Shabbos, Sheikadosh Kodem Laila, the Tikkun Shabbos were Ari HaKadosh influence pamphlets, which were published and circulated throughout Europe, and they popularized Kabbalah Shabbos and other minhagim that we have. Kabbalah Shabbos was never part of the Siddur. It only came during the times of the Ari HaKadosh. So when he quotes Tikkun Shabbos, I don't know how many of them exist anymore. But they were like small booklets that would have some form of Kabbalah Shabbos. It was a little different than what we do, and other things that had to do with the Shabbos Seudas. They didn't have benchers in those days, you know. Bat mitzvahs did not give out benchers.
Like Samiros?
Also, yes. In other words, the whole culture that Kabbalistically influenced the way we experience Shabbos started during the beginning of the 16th century. That's what it got around. Okay. So now, what does it say in Tikkun Shabbos? Sheikadosh koidim laila, ki betchilas leil Shabbos have a mazel madim. That throughout the night, different planets are up at the pinnacle of the horizon, and because of that, madim uvesoif yom vav hu mazel tzedek. So that's better, and they also have Shabbosai. Bekitzer, so lechein ikadosh betzedek. Okay, so the Maharil who preempted all of the he wasn't the that's Kuna Shabbos. Maharil was before the Maharil was written before the Ari HaKadosh was famous at all, maybe before he was born. So, but he also says the same thing. Vav mem aleph b'tshuv. Can anyone help me out with that one?
Where
was it? V'chein kasa b'tshuvas Maharil siman kuf samach gimel. Vav mem ayin, rather.
Mitzvahs, no.
Okay, so I'll tell you a secret. No, so the Magen Avraham was
saying. Mitzvahs are
saying. Menachem Azariah.
Never would have almost.
You're way off.
Menachem Azariah b'tshuva. Who's that? We're probably a little more familiar with the Ramami Pano.
Yeah.
Okay. From Pano, Italy. From Menachem Azariah of Pano was a pesach and a mekubal, and we're going to see soon what he writes. So he says he's the first one that I see saying something that Magen Avraham is very famous for. And the reason I wanted to bring this out is because we're jumping into a sugya which the Magen Avraham sort of sparked, which is what level of chiyuv Kiddush do I have when I walk in and I'm all in a rush? Yemayer the Kaddish miad. One second. What's my chiyuv now? So, surprisingly, the real source seems to be the tshuva of the Ramami Pano that is actually about Zman Kriyat Shema, believe it or not, and he just throws in, because who remembers the Gemara and Pesachim and Brachas and Daf Beis and Beis? The Gemara talks about when people come in,
yeah,
for the Suda of Shabbos. That's one of the six different possibilities of Zman Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. So he references this, and the Magen Avraham's Bekiyas in that Shuva, where he indicates something about Shabbos, is what brings us in. So let's see. So Menachem Azariah wrote in the Shuva, She'im eino ta'iv lechol, if a person's not plotting to eat now, yochol ha'amten, you can wait. Shekvar zochar oisoy b'knisosoy b'beis ha'knesses ayin shom. Yes, we agree. We do not deny the fact. It's important to be zochar at the Shabbos b'knisosoy. The implication seems to be not at some point when it comes in. It seems to be that they're pretty all in much in agreement that when Shabbos comes in, do kiddush, don't wait. That's what it sounds like. We just said, but you were fulfilled the Iker Chiyuv by saying Shmon Esrei and praising and welcoming in the Shabbos. You say Baruch Atah Hashem, Mikadosh Shabbos. That's how you do the Chasim of Shmon Esrei. That's Kiddush. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Also,
we say Vayechulu afterwards.
That's even more. But right. Like, so, okay, there's different parts, Kayadua. But that's Eidos. But here, just even a Nusach HaBrocha, the point is that Chazal HaMasakit, the Damash Baresre, you say Mikadosh HaShabbos, so now what? So are we missing a main ingredient in Kiddush? Yes, as we saw in the Torah booklets, you're missing the Sias Mitzrayim.
Lechatchilah, there shouldn't really be a situation where a person is not tired at the beginning of Shabbos. I mean, we try and be careful.
So he makes reference to that. But the Gemara actually passes you could fast on Erev Shabbos so that you really want to eat.
What?
That's the Gemara says.
Yeah.
And the Bach already says, well, people are going to be, when they come into Shabbos, it's going to be after a fast. It's not a good thing.
We tried that a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
Yeah, no, let's not make that a habit.
I'm fine. I guess my father always tells me that my great grandfather, who I'm named after Yom Kippur, he would say, if someone would give me $5, I'd fast another day. So I guess
$5.
The same thing. $5 is a lot of money. Then.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. That's right. That's good point.
So I inherited those genes.
Amazon at the time.
So let's see. So what does it say over here? Uki Yerushalmi Reish Brachas. Yerushalmi Reish Brachas. Isa Shaderech Lechol Shah. I base Belaila. The Chaim of Forish Barashi Reish Daf Gimel. Let's see. Okay, 1 second. We're going to come back to this soon. Now it continues. The Magen Avraham continues. Kasev Raman Perakav Tes Kiddush Hayom Daraisa V'lo Yain V'Rabbanu Tiknu Ala Yain V'Kein Kosu Atosis V'Sukkah. So this is just Chomer L'Machshava, food for thought. I don't have a clear idea about this, but we're going to get into what happens if you're ready to daven. So we just said right now you're Yotze Daraisa, and this is where the Magen Avraham gets it from. Whoa, so that means when you come into your house, your post, you already have the mitzvah d'oraisa. So the question is, what does the Rambam seem to say about this? That really Kiddush Hayom d'oraisa is below Yayin. And the Rabbanon were misakin on the Yayin, but all that means is that when you do the d'oraisa of Kiddush Hayom, so you have a din d'Rabbanon, it's supposed to be in a cup of wine. So I don't think it's a clear raya what the Rambam thinks about what Kiddush is when you come to the Suda.
Complimentary, or do they associate?
Right. So the Chayro, very good point. Chazal and Misakin Shmoneh say, and they were also Misakin Kiddush Hayom. They knew the whole story over here, which is the biggest reason I think that this is a tremendous Kiddush, is that Chazal set it all up for us. And to quote what I quoted from my father about a month ago, do you think that there was Chazal instituted Chanukah to put people into Gehenna? Like, you don't get it exactly right. So if we're Misakin Shmoneh Esrei, so we have to start having advanced kavana. I do want to be here to the dinner Shmoneh Esrei. I do want to be one of the master the Shabbos Lashvach, but I don't want to be kind of the day that the chiyuv of Zochas and Shabbos Kach. That one I wait for later. Right. Okay, let's see. So now he gets a whole piece over here. We're going to skip that. You can be yotze midaraisa with kiddush that you said in davening. Okay, and as we pointed out, he's already being influenced by the tshuva of the Ramayim panel. Then, he in Sif Beis, the Sifkat and Beis, the Magen Avraham just points out the Kasha the Bach, Hiksha Bach, Maishnami Megillah, the Ein Motzias, that we know that the famous Bahag holds that wrote down Simon Tafresh Peites, that a woman's not supposed to be Motzi others in Megillah, even though she's Chayav, the Gemara says. So he says, the Magen Avraham says, Ishtamitzei, the Bach forgot, Divriyatoisis Besukkah, the Flamaches, Shakosu, they wrote, Ki, when the Rabbim Haim, Zilabuhu Milsa, Shatatim Isha, Ayin Sham. The reason that the Bach doesn't want that to happen is because the Rabbim, it's not covered at Tzibur. Also, there's other ways to explain that. Al Pilamdis, that the Rechiv is a little bit different than a man, even though she's Chayev. And then he goes further and he says, Upashat. You see the third line. Pasha tekatan eina moitzia isha. Pasha, a woman's chayav in Kiddush, as we pointed out in Shulchan Aruch. A katan's only chayav in Rabbanon. He can't be moitzi in isha. But Oynir Ali says, the Magen Avraham, afilu ben yur gimel shana, chayishinon shem alehevi shtei sairas, yamila daraisa, loisam chinon chazaka, chazaka d'rabba shehevi vei sairas, achi esmal zekonin. Okay, so
she's a daraisa.
Right. You can't rely on
He may be above the Ravana because he may not reach puberty. So once you know for sure, you have a problem.
Right.
So now...
Correct.
So now what just happened now?
Right.
So already you have the Machzis HaShekel, which brings the Elya Rabba, which already starts the fire that the Dagel Merivava is famous for starting. What does he say? Because of a Sefer Elya Rabba, when the Machzis HaShekel, the next Mocker, the Inoisha Kvar Espalala, Hare Min HaTorah Kvar Yotza Yidei Kiddush.
That's interesting.
Okay, so it's already an Elya Rabba.
Same level.
Okay, I think maybe a bit after the Ramami panel. I don't know exactly the Seder HaDeiros over here. But the point is, he's already bringing this up, that once she dive in Meir, which is fascinating, because if you look at the Shabbat Shkilchotza, it's brought down in the Tzurva.
What's up here?
Oh, right. So one second. So what was bothering me is that the Shabbat Shabbos is busy. Well, could Katan be Maitzi and Isha, and in what cases? And she doesn't know how to say Kiddush. And I'm thinking, and he gives all these examples, and he brings this example.
She managed
to dive. She knows how to dive in Shabbat Shabbos, she doesn't know Kiddush. I could not figure that one out. Okay, but we could probably think of other ways that this could happen.
Fine.
Suggests the Machzis HaShekel that if a woman already davened Shemoneh Esrei, then a katan can be mitzvah because we have one drabbanon knocking off another drabbanon. That's Akan de Elya Rabba. V'sefer Tosefes Shabbos, Hisigolav, Dehava Inon, Achi Chavin Lotzeis. So he's using it as a chumrah. He says, but you have to be mechaven to be yoytze the din of zachas emes sabes akadshay when you say Shemoneh Esrei. K'mosh shekasav l'kamam v'sim reishayin gimel sevav im kiddush v'beisa v'shama shcheinoy. And shchein is not yoytze. Why? I had a mind to be yoytze, but only the people around the table, so you can't be yoytze with me. So the same thing over here. Va'isha stumble lo yiskavna lotzis betfilas v'day kiddush. That's such a beautiful svara. You know what, why I love this svara so much? Because I think this svara applies to who?
Nice.
To the Ramani Pano, I think it applies to the Magen Avraham. In other words, there's enough noise made about the Achronim that maybe we do think about it. But Lamaisa, most people who daven Shemoneh Esrei, do they have in mind that they're being Yotze? Either I'm in my house, I have an audible at the line of scrimmage almost every week. What do? I look around the table and I say, we're about to be Mekayim, the mitzvahs that say the Raisa of Zachar Hashem Shabbos Akasher. Because otherwise it's a ceremony, just like, you know, do we sing Tehillas Hashem Yedaber Pi after Shir HaMaalos? We don't sing Tehillas Hashem Yedaber Pi after Shir HaMaalos, right? Yeah. We don't know what we're doing, why we're doing it. So I know, as a kid, that I realized it's a mitzvah to say the Raisa of making Kippur.
It's actually quite interesting because generally, when we have that, we say, Hinei B'chomachon, Akaim, it's to say, Shel. That's what we all do. I don't believe it's in the...
Right. So we really should, if for no other reason.
I don't think it's in my sin.
Especially since we don't make an Asher Kiddushonu B'mitzoyz of Tzivonu Bracha on the Kiddush. That's in the Kiddush itself.
Right.
Yeah. So like when you make a bracha,
so it's
here. Yes. Yeah, I think this is a good idea.
That you started?
I'm sorry?
There's a minhag that you started in your house?
I want to call it a minhag. I'm scared to say minhag.
So you make
it.
It's a focuser.
Yeah.
Every Friday night, you make that announcement.
Mitzvah
for
opportunity. I should really also say it every time we bench.
Is there a gavel involved? I'm just curious.
I have an announcement.
I think the gavel is going to say by Kiddush.
That's a good idea.
Because of Laman Yishlu, you know exactly what it is that you're doing.
You told me the Bikur Yaakov. The Bikur Yaakov. You mean the Bach that says when it says before in the Torah. And Simi Ralph, yeah. Right. So that, anyway, the person can say that kavanah is not ma'akiv, even if you're supposed to have it in mind. It's not the regular mitzvah shrichas kavanah. But here I'm talking about mitzvah shrichas kavanah, the basic. I'm getting a mitzvah now, not what is the reason for this mitzvah, and the Torah gave me a kavanah by tefillin and tzitzis and sukkah. So it's a little bit different. Because that everyone, except for the Bukhari Yaakov, is ma'akiv, that you should eat another kazayas if you didn't have it in mind the first night of sukkah. But the ma'isa, we don't pass the line.
Yeah.
Wait, it says
if I started saying the Shem Yichud before, they didn't swear.
That's part of the Kiddush?
It's actually interesting.
You need the Queen's English and not the King.
The Shem Yichud beforehand.
Yeah, I think that's a very good thing.
Covering all the bases.
Okay,
all the
bases.
In what you just read, the Katan. Is it so simple that a katan has an obligation de rabbanon?
So the Gemara in Brachas seems to assume, like those Rishonim that say that chiyuv chinuch is actually a chiyuv not only on the father but on the katan himself. But we are aware of the fact that the machlokes rishonim still hold that it's not really the katan's not chayav in anything. If the father has to make him do it, that is a thorn. That gemara is a very strong raya, though. The gemara in Brachas Daf Kaf seems to indicate that even a katan. So okay. So now lemaisa the machzis hashekel is marich, and he talks about zet talya b'plukta yimitzus shrichas kavana. But if taka mitzus shrichas kavana, so that's a good point. Maybe the woman can't be yotzei zakas hashavas the kachem when she damages from an esrei, and therefore bar mitzvah or pre bar mitzvah boy can't be yotzei her in kiddush. He's saying this as a chumra. But now this maybe helps us out a little bit. We want to empower a man, right? Let's go for it. Empower men. They come home from shul and they already davened, right? You think they've been weakened by the fact that they davened ma'ariv and now that we're yotzei kiddush. Well. If we're hoping that there's still chayav deraisa, right? And the Gemara says you come home, you can be mekadesh for people at home. There's Gemara's himself, and they say you come home, and the Gemara even says you can make kiddush for a million people, one after the next. Right? And we know that. Why? Yotzei Maitzi, why? We're about to see it. Okay. But let's just, okay. So let's just look briefly at the, this is going to be a brief digression because we mentioned the point. Are you supposed to make kiddush right away when Shabbos comes in? That's going to be the next little bit, and then we're going to jump right back into the sugya of Yotzei Maitzi and of women in Arvos. Okay, so now in the Rambam Mishnuchas Shabbos, it's not so clear. Mitzvah is the same in Atar LeKadosh as Yom Shabbos B'Dvarim. Shenamar Zochar Yom Shabbos LeKadoshoy. Klomer Zochreu Zochira Shabbos V'Kiddush. I'm sorry, we're page two. I apologize. The Rambam, my manners. Zorach LeZochreu B'Knisasa V'Tziyasai. Famous sheet of Rambam. There's a din deraisa of Havdalah at the end of Shabbos. Then we skip to halacha vav. We did very soy from the kaddish al yayin. Okay, that's the Rambam sheet. We have dil al yayin. Ve'afal pisha hivdil b'tfilah tzarich ve'have dil al kais. You have to do both.
Right.
About kiddush, he doesn't say exactly, but that's b'chor the implication. And then in halacha yud alaf, also not so clear. Sometimes Rambam writes b'tfilah salayla. Here he writes yeshal the adam. I'm sorry. The way to read this lechara is not that you're matavah Shabbos early. I davened early, and now we did the early minyan. We were assuming like the Manda Omar, Rav Yehuda, that flag amincha is his man, right? And it's mashma from the Rambam. A chiddush gadol ma'oid, and maybe we'll get back to this in a later date. But for now, we're trying to figure out when he's supposed to make kiddush. Maybe it doesn't have to be Shabbos in order to make kiddush. I could be mekadesh Shabbos before Shabbos comes, because the whole point is I'm announcing that Shabbos is coming. And what's the mirror image of that? We all know that if a person is an oinus, and the Rambam even made reference, he's not going to be able to be mavdil after Shabbos. He takes a kais. Obviously, with no besamim and no nair. By the way, fun fact: this is one of the funniest moments of the past week. I don't know what happened at the end of Shabbos. I was tired, and I literally, when I came to bar mitzvah besamim, I put my hand by the besamim thing, and that was the first time. And Shemini, you'll be proud of me. I was kind of 5 minutes of laughing by Havdalah, because my wife and I were laughing for about 2 minutes after, like, I put my hand by the besamim. And then I realized, oh, we're getting a Sephardi Minigan here, and hopefully it's a bit similar.
Is there like a Sephardi
Minigan? Now they do it every week.
To make Kiddush, we have a little Seudah before Shabbos.
Really?
No, I'm asking.
What, to have a little before?
Yeah.
How about, how is it before, if you've already made Kiddush?
You can just do it.
Right. No, so the Chayyar bring up a point. He's saying, if Kiddush is only a Makam Seudah, and it means you're having Seudah Shabbos, so give me a break. You weren't Mekabel Shabbos yet, and where does Ram even come in to be a practical thing? If you can be Kaddish before Yom, and it's not Shabbos yet, but Harei Kiddush has to be Mekabel Suda, and the Suda is Shabbos. So obviously, you're eating a Suda Shabbos, you have to have been Mekabel Shabbos already.
Right?
And Marshall holds, you can't be Yotze, but we hold you could be Yotze. So what's Taka happening? When is it really ever going to come out that you were Mekadosh Shabbos when it wasn't really Shabbos? You could say you're Mekabel Dafka afterwards. But the point that I'm trying to bring out over here is that the Rambam has this Chiddush Din, which is that I know about. It seems from the Rambam the same way you can make Havdalah before Shabbos actually leaves, if you have an Oinus and you're not going to be able to do it afterwards, so too you can be Mekadosh Shabbos before it actually comes in. And he says, Yesh lo la'adam. Here it sounds like you don't even need the Oinus, you need the Havdalah. Fine.
You weren't
Mekadosh Shabbos. Black on white.
You're not on Mekadosh Shabbos at all?
It's not mashma. I was talking to Rosh Hashiva a few years ago. He was learned this Rambam. The Pshat is Yerub Kabbal Shabbos. Doesn't say that in the Rambam. Unless he dafkin
me. Make again. That's it. You're done.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's that. Otherwise, we would have a problem when we make early Shabbos. We're going to rely on the Kiddush Daraisa. We're going to rely on the Mekabel Shabbos early because of the Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, and then we do away with the Chiyuv of the night. I don't think we're obviously assuming that the Kabbalah Shabbos helps at least on the Daraisa level for that. So maybe we'll talk about that also at some point. Okay. Now, I just want to briefly look at the Tshuva of the Ramayim Pano and then move on to the next part of the Sugya. What does the Ramah say? He says like this. The second Tshuva in his Sfarim. He has a lot of Kabbalah Sfarim, and even in his Tshuvas, he's constantly bringing it in. Famous for being one of the leading discussers of Gilgulim, the whole Sefer about Gilgulim, in case you're curious. So
it's above my pay grade.
There you go. Shuva l'hascholas man kriyash mashal arvis. That's what this is about. When is zman kriyash mashal arvis in the evening, every night? When is it? So he brings the famous Gemara in the beginning of Brachas. Chal mitrei tanoi alibed rav meir katani. What does he say? Mishal shabnei adam nichnasan lechol pitan the arve shabbosos. Uvi Yerushalmi masnu la mishmeid rabbi chia maskana the Gemara dilan the ani ubnei adam chad shir. Okay, very good. And then he brings the Yerushalmi. What does the Yerushalmi say? The Gemara, let's look at where it's bold in. Uvnei Adam b'leili Shabbos, sha'a v'tarti b'leil Yehu. It's an hour or two into the night. Refers to Yerushalmi that people would eat an hour or two into the night. On Shabbos?
It's late.
Right?
Well, if you say Marav could take a half hour.
This is the Mem Ayin that the Magen Avraham just threw in. And the Mem Ayin says, so let's look at the Mem Ayin to see what he has to say. Rabbi Nachum Azariah, let's see. He's making a little bit of an observation in the Jewish history from the perspective of the, 16th century Italy. He's looking back to see in the times of the Gemara what happened. What was going on back in the day? They weren't in a rush to get back home on Shabbos. They weren't running back. Wow. I think men should hang this up. You know, we're coming with a bulletproof vest. You know, after a long schmooze after the avenue and the wife's upset, come with a vest that has this line of Menachem Azariah's tshuva on there.
That'll go over really well. Ella.
And translate it into whatever language your wife speaks best. Ella, kol echa b'fi oinik shalai. Everyone according to his oinik. You don't have to run in. V'hanach lehem li Yisrael, shebenei neviim heim. They're not neviim, they're bnei neviim. It's still called Zechreu al Yain b'knisasa when it comes in. Calls man she'ein nichnasin l'suda ela b'kiddush hayoyim.
Ooh, that's an interesting.
As long as you don't begin eating before you made kiddush, it's that's called b'knisasa. What is b'knisasa? When the food comes, right? That's what he says. It's not a problem b'knisasa. That's the first svara he says. What's called Knesset Shabbos? When you start to eat. As long as you make Kiddush before that, you're good.
Wow, that's a big
Kiddush. So first of all, the Kiddush is the Rabbanon. And not only that, who cares the Kiddush is the Rabbanon, but the words you're saying are the Raisa. No, also not. Why not?
You already said it.
You want to even say I'm wrong and has to mamash be b'knisasai. We have that taken care of as well. That's covered. The chasminon ba. How do we finish the middle bracha shmonetzei? Baruch atah Hashem mekadesh haShabbos. Wonderful.
Boom.
Okay, exactly the same chasimah as kiddush on the kais. And then he goes on, of course, and it's not a problem. What about bringing in the neshama yaseira? You have nefesh, ruach, neshama, three stages. So he says, at Mayriv, when you say you're still a Shemon Esrei, you bring in the nefesh yaseira, and then when there's a chazar sashatz of me'ain sheva magen avos, so you get the ruach neshama yaseira, and then when you make it on at the table, you get the neshama yaseira. So even the api kabbalah, you're all taken care of. Everything's fine.
But how does this answer the women issue if they're not with you?
Oh, okay.
They're also
okay. Okay. Very good.
Makes it worse.
Now, make it worse, because they're not in your boat.
So now, like this.
You still could goofo.
So, Lemaisa, what taka is our Eitza? Meaning, you're coming in, you already said Shemon Esrei. The women didn't say Shemon Esrei, presumably. Right. Maybe they did now. So, there's a fascinating suggestion that's made. We saw it in the booklet of it. See, Rav Shaul says they should say Shabbat Shalom, and hopefully they say that anyway. Good Shabbos, that's also fine. Yeah. And their Yotze, they're, I don't know if they're equivalent to the husband, because he had the Matbea of Chazal, the Kaddish Shabbos, but you could, especially if they say a Bedafka, then they're being kind of din. But I heard brought down from Rav Reuven Margolis. I didn't see it inside. He has a lot of Sfarim. He's a tremendous. He was the librarian in the library. I can't remember, one of the big libraries here in Eretz Yisrael, and he was a tremendous bucky. And he also was very very creative. So Reuven Margolis pulls out from his backpack, and he says, "Of course, women are mekayim the mitzvah deraisa of kiddush." Of course they are. Let them guess.
You say good job. You say good job.
No? Of course, women
they like candles.
Are not? What?
No.
Are
they like he candles? Says they all say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kidesh Lanu Mitzvot Litzvot L'Havik Mishal Shabbos. Two ha'aris over here. First of all, what do you need to say exactly? It has to be L'Chayra, some kind of Shabbach of Shabbos. Also, right. Some kind of. But on the other hand, yeah, especially now that we've seen that the woman managed to push in the idea of the Havlakas Ner Shabbos is the Kabbalah Shabbos, right? So, right. Like the Bahad, so now, and what is it? They Dafka understood. Remember, we trace it, it's all the woman's fault. That the Bracha is the Kabbalah Shabbos.
Isn't there any Fashkenaziot, Sfardiot, then women?
Very good. In a Hanami, even though right away, the Machaber assumes the Hadlaka is going to be that's a throw down the match, they can't put it out. But yeah, but the Maisa, L'Chaira, it comes together a little bit. And as Maruma goes, it's a little bit convincing the fact that if it's really true that they're Mekabel Shabbos when they make the Bracha, like the Ashkenazim Rachosh Hashar, so the Ashkenazim Rachosh, so then what happens? The Bracha that they're making, which is Mekabel Shabbos, doubles as Kiddush D'Oraisa. The only problem is, if you're not Chabad, then all your post bar bas mitzvah daughters are not lighting. And then it comes to the same thing. They're chayv, they're raisa, and you're not. Or the mashal, there are people, sometimes it happens, we all know. You don't even have to have a kid who's struggling with davening. You could have a family that's on a multi-schedule situation, and someone didn't daven ma'ariv yet. Right? So, then what? Then he can't be yotze with you? So this is something to think about, because, you know, this is what the place can bring up. And so the marshal, right, you daven early, and you have a guy who's a stickler, he wants to daven late. A lot of the Peskim here in Eretz Yisrael are makbid, they should not have early minyanim. So people that want to daven late. So then if he hears, this can happen all the time in the summer. And then he comes and he hears Kiddush from somebody who daven Shemon Esrei, Chazer V'neir, the whole kasha that we just had comes right back. And it's nothing to do with women, Arab has nothing to do with that. It's just it's another man. Okay, the maskara says, "Varm, you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi or someone who knows the Torah."
So you have that kavana not to be yotze.
So that's what we saw. That right. And then on the other hand, we see that maybe if you just didn't have kavana to be yotze, that's good enough.
Right.
Fine. Okay, let's try the chaparayin over here. This next sugya of arvas, and we're not going to dive so deeply into it. But what I feel is very important is that this came in as a sideshow. The arvas. For women, and I feel it's of such primary importance to just know the basic requirements of this sugya that it's worth it. Just focus on it. It's a sugya of kiddush, but on the other hand, I feel just as a it should be more than a blip on the screen. This sugya of arvas, and it all starts from a gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which is also very relevant to what we're learning now. What does the gemara say in Rosh Hashanah Daf Kaftes? We reference it in the sugya of Shemiyah Ka'ina, which we learned in the summer. Tani Ahava Bereidir Rabbi Zeira. Interesting name. I don't know. I heard from a friend of mine that there was this like very from family at one of their sons ended up getting engaged to some random girl, and like the people couldn't figure out like how the shidduch ended up happening. So like it wasn't they weren't the same type of families, and they were very machlit. So the guy calls the father of the chassan. He says, like, how did this shidduch happen? He says, like, who was the shadchan? He said, the shadchan was Reb Ada Bar Ava's father. What? The father of Ada Bar Ava, he was the shadchan. Okay, that's what happened. Okay, very good.
Okay.
So Tanya Hava Berei de Reb Zeira. Yeah? So what does he say? Kol HaBrachas Kulam Afal Pisha Yotza Moitzi. The halacha is, although the normal assumption that we make is that Reuven's moitzi Shimon, he's chayav, Shimon's chayav, and he's moitzi m'decha basan. No, I have a chiddush that the halacha is much stronger than that. Even if Reuven was yotze, and he only has a theoretical chiyav, but in the practical terms, he discharged that chiyav already, he may nevertheless say that whatever it is to be moitzi the person again, say it again to be right to the person, and then the person who's listening, if he has come out to be yotze, we'll be yotze with him. Except that's only for birkas hamitzvahs or other types of brachas, birkas hashavach. But chutz mi birkas alechem, birkas hayayin, meaning birkas hanenin does not apply. Sheim lo yotza moitzi. If you need to make that bari priya gofen, you need to make the hametz alechem in the aretz or the bari priya resenis. Then if you need it, then you could be moitzi him. Ve'im yotza. But if you already made the bracha for yourself, or you don't need to make the bracha because you're not eating, ain't a mitzi, then you can't be mitzi somebody else. Now Rava comes with a big bomba of a question. Boy Rava, birkas alechem shel matzah, ubirkas hayayin shel kiddush hayoyin, mahu.
Right.
We've learned this gemara before.
Right.
Kivan dechayvahu mapik, since there's a din d'oraisa that you must eat matzah on the first night of Pesach, you must drink the Kaisal Bracha, this is maybe right for that, of the Kiddush on Friday night. Mapik, maybe not only do we have a principle that Yatza Moitzi, even when you were Yatza already, when it comes to Birkas HaMitzvah, maybe it even could squeeze its way into the realm of Birkas HaNenin, where there's a facet of the Birkas HaNenin applying to food which is a Chiyuv. You know, I have to drink the wine. But technically speaking, no one's mechayev me to make bread priya gofen. The main thing is to drink the wine or the matzah. Like, theoretically, if I ate,
right,
if I made a mitzvah in Erev Pesach and I had a mind, then whatever it is, you can find a case that you don't have to make that mitzvah. So that's Rav's question. Tashma, the Amar Rav Ashi, ki avina b'rav papi, have a mekadesh lon, v'ki have a osi arisei, Midabra Hoya Mikadesh Luhu. Okay? And the presumption over here is not only was he Mikadesh the Nusach of Kiddush, but even the Bari Priya Gofen. And the presumption is, Stam a very late in Gemara, that he was Moitzi them in Bari Priya Gofen. And they were drinking.
Right.
He had already made a Bari Priya Gofen, he doesn't need it. So he said Bari Priya Gofen, and even if he drinks, it doesn't make a difference because he already made a Bari Priya Gofen 10 minutes ago. And so he's being mitzi them in the Shtiyas Ayayin with an extra Bari Priya Gofen. So normally speaking, he couldn't do that because he's Yatza. But in the case where these people came in, he's able to these people that were illiterate, so he had to be mitzi them. And he was even mitzi them not only in the Kiddush, but in the Bari Priya Gofen.
Does he have to drink?
No, it's irrelevant. No, it's not even going to help.
So it's a
Rav's so whole point over here is to cross that border. We never say that I make an unnecessary birkas hananin when someone else wants to be yotzei. There's no such thing. Because the principle which tells me that even when I'm not personally chayev, I'm chayev on your behalf, is a principle of arvus, which means that there's a mitzvah that needs to be done. And I'm chayev in the mitzvah just like you. But if the food is a voluntary, so then I don't have to make a bracha. I don't have to eat the food. I don't have to make a bracha for you. So we're saying the Chiddush Rava says there that when you have a birkas hananin which applies to food or drink, which is itself a mitzvah, then we can cross that barrier and say that even when it comes to birkas hananin, arvus will kick in. So on this comes the Rosh. And the Rosh is really the foundation of the tremendous machlokes, which is so surprising that it doesn't come up earlier. in a more major way. Maybe it doesn't. I just don't know. But Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Dagel Meir Ravava are, as Rabbi David would say, at loggerheads concerning this din of women and arvas. And the source is a Rush. And a little while ago, we actually had, if you remember, we had a Dagel Meir Ravava where he makes a diak in Tosis, and it ends up being he has a different girsa. And I don't know if you remember this. We talked about his diak in the Tosis, and it's missing a word, his Tosis. And I think Rabbi Kiva Eger went to town against him. Here, looking at the Rush, Lania's Daiti, I was able to understand the Dagel Meir Ravava, and Rabbi Kiva Eger brings riots, but Dagel Meir Ravava is easier to understand. So let's look at the Rush, but we're not going to read the whole thing, but enough. Let's see. Says the Rush, not in the sugya, but in the sugya of Brachas on Daf Kaf. So he writes, "V'noshim chayovos b'kiddush hayoyim dvar Torah, because zachar v'shamar." Amar le Ravina the Rava, "Noshim chayovos b'brachas hamazon deraisa derabanan v'chulei." So now look down at the Rush in the second to bottom line. "V'lo yivshita habaya," that ibaya of women are chayav in benching. The rice of the Rabbanon, the Gemara does not resolve. Hilkach nashim einan moitzian es achirim bidei chavasan. Don't have a woman he might see on birkas hamazon because maybe she's not chayav der raisa. So now, then we talk about the math. If one chayav only ate a kezayis and another one ate a kezayis sviya, so one Rabbanon can cancel another der Rabbanon. So now, okay, I'm really, let's go back. I didn't highlight it, but we have to go back. I'm sorry. The second to bottom line on page 2. Then Toymar, Mai Shna, Mehadar Minu Lekam, Meperek Shleshus Ha'achu, Lehoites Achayim Medei Chavosan, Ad Shayucha Kazayas Dagan, Uvashir Kazayas Einu Chayiv Elamid Rabbanan, Vafilu Achim Meitze Achayim, Sha'achlu, Kedei Sviya, Kachayav Min HaTorah. The Gemara says in Daf Memchaz, that even a person who's only ate enough to be chayav der rabbanan at the bench because he only had a kazayas can be made to people that are chayav der raisa. Okay? And where does that come from? Because of arvas. Even though he's not yoytze here, he was never chayav to say birkas hamazon, but since technically he's chayav in birkas hamazon and the person needs birkas hamazon, so it's a rule of afa pisa yotze moitzi, he can be moitzi de chavasan. So frak the Rosh, if that's the case, yeah? So then, in Cain, the Isha, the top line of page 3, the Isha, Nami, Ava, Pisha, Eina, Chayeves, Elami, Drabonin, if it's true that if I had a Kazayas of bread, I could be made to someone who had a Kadeh Sviya and benching, so then why are we making trouble now and saying that if a woman's not Chayev and benching only Drabonin, she can't be made to a man? Why not? We have a straight Gemara over here that if you're Chayev Drabonin, so you're able to be made to someone who's Chayev Daraisa because of Arabas. So, Abba Bisha Ein Chayavas El Medrabonon, Toitze Achayim Shachayav Min HaTorah. A straight corollary of the Gemara and Daf Mem Ches, that by benching, if I only had a Kazayas, I could be made to someone who had a Kdei Sviya, because the Arvas upgrades my Chiyav to his Chiyav. Mm-hmm. So, the same should also be true for a woman who's only Chayav and benching Drabonon, even if you're going to say it's only Drabonon. So, why do we end up coming out that she shouldn't be made to a man because of this suffix? Says the Rosh, Yesh Loimar. The loy dummy, it's incomparable. Why? The ish, afal gav shaloy ochal klom. Forget about that he only had a kazayas. Even if a man were to have eaten nothing, dinhu, it would be okay, sheyiftor es acherim. The kol yisrael arevim ze bazeh. Elam, idira bonan amru shaloy varuchu brikas anenin beloy hano. That's our Gemara that we just learned in Rosh Hashanah, that why don't I say Birkas HaNenin for anyone else? That, says the Rosh, very key svara here, is only the Rabbanan. Lechem and Yain midorai, can't really say midoraisa because it doesn't exist midoraisa. But the point is, the Rabbanan who Mesak and Brachas also said, don't use the din of Arvas in a case where you're not really chayev. Okay? The Rabbanan Amru, shalo yivaruchu Birkas HaNenin, b'loy hano. The fikach, and then they even said it by what? By a case where it is deraisa. What's that? Birkas hamazon. The Rabbanan came along and said, if you ate nothing, I don't want you to be mitzvah someone else and bench it. But if I give you the green light to make the Rabbanan benching, then I even give you the upgrade rights that you could be mitzvah someone in the Araisa. Okay, you see how the Rashi is constructing this? So he said, "Belay, I know you can't be mitzvah somebody else." The Fika, third line, Kisha Ochal Kazayis, when you had a Kazayis, you're chayav to bench, but not the Araisa. But you had a Kazayis and you were nana. Af Bisha Ainu Nischayev, Elamid Rabbanan. Because the hana, that nominal hana that you had of a kezayis, is able not only to be mechayev you to make the brachas midrabanan, but can even help you avoid the issue that the rabbanan put in your way, that if you weren't nana, you can't be mitzvah someone who's chayev. No. Here you were nana, you're good to go, you can be mitzvah someone else, even if he had three pies of pizza. Which, by the way, I think a friend of mine had, and that, and all you can eat there when is
a that's a lot of pizza.
Yeah, fine.
Three pies?
No, I think it was actually 21 slices. Right. Right.
Mishpach tea pizza.
Okay, oh, could be you're off the bench after that. Yeah, fine. So,
your friend's what?
So now, here's the key line of the rush. Now we just give the background, because this is going to be the Nadi Behuda and Rabbi Kiva Eger. But let's see. She'arev hu ba'avuram. Why is he alive? We're in the third line. Why is he allowed to bench for people even though he's not chayv the raisa because he's not it wasn't saveya? Because he's arei bavuram va'alav hu lehatzilon min ha'avoin v'lifter ha'isayim min ha'mitzvahs. They don't know how to bench. If he doesn't bench on their behalf, they're going to go be mevatel the mitzvah of birkas hamazon. Therefore, he has a chiyah to save them. Aval isha eina bechlal ha'arvos.
Why is an isha
Isha doesn't have arvas in the sense that even though she herself is not chayav, she can be if she herself is fully chayav like the man, she can be moshe. If not, then not. So the emes is I'm not in the city of arvas really, but this we have to know. I'll be smarter, but as Hashem, we'll be able to talk a little bit more about. You know, the back end of the rush. But let's just talk about the front end. What is the rush really saying? The simple pshat in the rush is, as the Dagum of Rava understands, women don't have this mechanism of Arvas. And therefore, the fact that they can't be Moitzi, somebody who's Chayav and benching, if they themselves are not Chayav and benching the Raisa, even though a man could, because the man, he has Arvas.
Yes,
the man has arvas, so therefore he can even upgrade his chiyah. The woman doesn't have arvas,
even for fellow women.
Ah, machar or not?
Interesting.
Very good. So now look at what we just. So basically, the women here are on both ends. On one hand, maybe have a problem being might see my wife, right? And could my wife be might see me? So what's the halacha? If what my wife is just as chayav as I am. She can be my tzimim, but fair than Shulchan Aruch. Now let's go to the Dagam Erevava, who suggests that maybe we could take this rush, understand it at face value, and tweak it in the opposite direction. Because he suggests that what's Arevim Zebozeh? What does it mean?
Responsible.
There's a mutual responsibility. So says the Dagam Erevava, an unbelievable possibility. Let's look at what he says. Vayikasa, we're just going to jump. He presents the whole Shaila over here. Vayikasa of a rush. The Maseches Brachas Perek Gimel, Shal Isha Eina Bechlal Arvos, where the end of the Dagam Erevava. Lekach Eina Metzia Ela Mishi Chiyuvim Midrabana. When it comes to benching, Vani Mestapik says the Dagam Erevava. Delicious. Listen to this Shaila. Im Ho Isha Eina Bechlal Arvos, the Hainu Shehi Eina Areva Ba'ara Cheirim. Maybe that goes further. Aval ha'anoshim shekiblu arvas b'har grizim v'har evil nis'arvu gam b'ar anoshim. Is that the case? V'im kein shaper moitzio isha sa isha av shekvar yotza. Oy dilma, kishem she'anoshim loy nichnasu b'chlal arvas, kach loy kiblu ha'anoshim arvas b'shvil noshim. The same way that women don't have arvas, so too men clap a woman also don't have it.
Wow.
Meaning it has to be a mutual.
It has to be mutual. Yes. Meaning woman, any woman to be mighty to be right. Mighty somebody else, arvus. Whether man or woman, she wasn't mekabel. See, the Nebbi suggests that maybe even men don't have the capacity, even though they were mekabel arvus, to the arvus to transfer to someone who himself doesn't have arvus. Right. Now, one second. This This, I feel like people don't call this out enough. This throws into question the entire sugya that we just learned. Why? Why? Because before the Nadi Behuda came along, I have another reason why a man can be mitzi his wife.
Can't.
Because really, the man, what did we just say now? We said you could be mitzi someone in a bracha as long, even if you weren't mitzi at all. Right? We have a situation here where I'm not so chayav anymore because I'm only d'rabbanan. So well, we have a concept that we just saw now that the rabbanan will take you and he'll kick you back up to what?
Upgrade you.
To be able to be mitzi a daraisa as long as you have their own chiyav. Could be ain't anidin done with the riot. That's talking about the case of Birkas HaMazon where I only ate a kazayas. And really, the rabbanan said there's never such a thing as arvas by when it comes to Birkas HaNanin. And now they're putting me back in the game. Right? And they're saying that I'm able to be mitzi someone even though it's daraisa. So, but what do you see though? You see a mechanism here. You see that as long as a person has a chiyuv, unless it's that the chiyuv, it's the hana, that I don't know. But if the chiyuv, the rabbanon helps, that the rabbanon will let you make a bracha for somebody else, even if you're not chayav on his level, doesn't that pave the way for us to say that a man comes home from shul, he knocked his chiyuv down from a deraisa to a derabbanon, his wife's chayav deraisa, so why isn't he exactly the same as the guy who had a kazayas? And now we can be waiting to someone else who was kadesh to be it. Comes along the Dagam Ravava and he says, even if you're going to tell me that shtickle taira, I still have a problem. Why? Because maybe there's no such thing as arvas. And that's why I'm putting out the Dagam Ravava.
It doesn't get pumped up.
Wait,
So it doesn't get pumped up.
Right, because there is no arvas.
What's up?
You don't have the mechanism to start with. You can never be right to a woman and claim that you're not chayav.
When you say Har-Eva, Har-Grizim and Har-Eva, were the women with their shvatim on Har-Eva and Har-Grizim? Where
excellent
were they?
Excellent question.
Why? I don't understand. Why aren't they part of the yam?
They were in the kitchen. Come on. They were making
that. No, I'm serious.
After party.
Okay. So should we say that we're
off? Oh, shoot.
We have to talk about this more.
Yeah.
So,
how could you say that?
Yeah.
The concept of arvas only works if it's mutual. It works.
Correct.
He suggests it's a unidirectional way.
Correct.
My own Kabbalah's arvas is going to be incomplete and ineffective unless the person toward whom I wish to be the arvas to work towards is also theoretically chayav. I just want to point out also. It's not a personal thing. It's as Mike is pointing out, it's historical. The katan is also beneficiary of my arvas,
right.
Even though he wasn't makabel anything. He's a katan, right?
Yeah.
The point is the genders, the male gender, they were makabel arvas. So all males, even if they're too young, are the beneficiary of arvas. But females, assuming that this is what the rush means, so it says the dagam erevava. Maybe I can't be mitzi a woman unless I actually am chayav. And then we have a concept of shemei katan. The only thing you need arvas for is to make me ki'ilu that I'm chayav because of your chiyuv.
Right.
But if there's no arvas toward you, so then they can't. You don't have such a mechanism anymore, and I can't be mitzi a woman.
How should I be mitzi on the same level if there's no arvas?
You don't need arvas. That's shemei ka'ayna. As two people are chayav, he can be mitzi the other one without the din of arvas. Shemei ka'ayna. The only thing you need arvas for is to inject a personal chiyuv that it bothers me that you didn't do kiddush. So I have my own honorary chiyuv kiddush because you haven't gotten the mitzvah yet. Oh, so let's just wrap up and see a few lines of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Not so simple that Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying this, the pasuk shai in the rush, but he brings this all down.
Where are we now?
Rabbi Kiva Eger. We already know the sugi. We don't have to read the beginning. I mean, of course we have to. But look at the third paragraph of Kiva Eger, Aval Nira. Okay, and with this we're going to end. Aval Nira says of Kiva Eger, the Kavanas HaRosh, see what that is? The first word?
Yeah.
Aval Nira, it's third or fourth to last here.
Third paragraph.
Aval Nira.
Aval Nira, the Kavanas HaRosh, he disputes the way the Dagam Rebbe understands the entire Rosh. The how Arvus Hoya Rak Legabe Mi Sheyachut Mechuyav B'mitzvah Zu. Who are Eval Acherim? Okay? So first Rabbi Kiva Eger brings a raya. He says, if you assume that the Dagam Ravava is learning right shot in the rush, that women are excluded from Arvos, I have a raya that his suffix is not how to be punished in the suffix. Meaning that men, this is the part that we skipped, that even if a man, a woman is not an Arvos, but he brings a raya, Rabbi Akiva Eger, that a man could still be mighty her because the Arvos could flow from the man to the woman. That's his previous raya. Then he comes in and says, but I don't think he learned the right pshat to begin with in the Rosh. But I think women are part of Arvos. Okay? So he says, Kavanah to Rosh, the Arvos, so Yerak L'gavim Misha M'chuyev B'mitzvah Zu, Hu Arev Al Acherim. I'll skip. Avo B'mitzvah She'ein Chayovim Bo, the Hainu Im Noshim B'birkas Avos and D'Rabonon, Ein Lohem Din Arvos B'mitzvah Aleph, whatever that means. What is he saying? He's saying like this. If I technically, theoretically speaking, have a chiv derais on a mitzvah, but practically speaking, I'm potter because I was yotze already, or because I was never b'chaya myself, then I'm a candidate for arvas. But let's say a woman is potter from birkas hamazon deraisa. It's not like a case of a man who is chai of birkas hamazon deraisa. Just practically speaking, he had less than a kazayas. He had a kazayas and not a today's tefillah. So the gavra is chayev, just like the other gavra is chayev. But in the situationally, he's not chayev in birkas hamazon because he didn't have enough food. That is 100%, that works. And that's what the Rosh is addressing. And the Rosh says the reason a woman can't be mighty a man in birkas hamazon if she's chayev derabanan is because of the fact that she can never be chayev deraisa. Even on a theoretical level, she can't be chayev deraisa. So it's not because she's missing arvas, it's because she's not chayev in the mitzvah. That's what the Rosh means. He doesn't mean arvas. He means a person who's not chayev in mitzvah ploitis cannot have arvas for the other person, because all arvas does is it puts me back on the hook for a mitzvah that I was discharged already, or it puts me on the hook for a mitzvah which I wasn't chayev myself in. But if the term doesn't make me one of the mitzvahim in the mitzvah, then the arvas is not going to help because I don't have a hook to hang it on. It's only if I'm technically chayav, theoretically chayav, in birkas hamazon, or in kiddush hayom, or whatever mitzvah it is, that I can be made to be a baruch hayu because of the other guy. But if women be a soider not chayav in birkas hamazon, then you can't use arvus as a mechanism to put them back in their chayav because they never had one. Wow. That's what the Rosh means to say, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger. He's not talking about women. He's talking about the fact if women are part of birkas hamazon and they're only chayav derabanan, then no arvus is ever going to be able to kick in. That's what it means.
Wow.
And who else understands the Rosh like this? The Yavitz as well. Also has the same understanding. And in Brachas, the Gemara over there, he also seems to learn the Rosh like Rabbi Akiva Eger. Ella al korcha, this is the very end. Al korcha, the ain kabonis Rosh, the chalik bein noshim la noshim, linen arvas. Ella the misha ain a barchi yu, the mitzvah zu, ain a bechlal arvas al acherim. Mishum hachi, mishoyfor akiva den shamea. He brings the case of a chayrish who can't blow shofar for himself. But the point is that Rabbi Akiva Eger completely disagrees with the assumption of the Dagomir Ravava that the Rosh meant this in the first place. So Be'etzim, it needs more of a shir, but this ends up bringing itself to bear in the case of Kiddush. Wow. Good luck tomorrow night getting all the T's crossed and the I's dotted. Be'etzim Hashem, we should be kind of the mitzvah of Zachmai Zakachai, the Mahadrin.
Didn't we say that women do have a chiyuv for birkat hamazon?
A suffix in the Gemara.